Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton. And joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Grace Nabua and Carrie Sagel here to talk about a new scholarship fund available for Filipino students in the Sitka School District. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, a quick background. This is a new scholarship. Where did the idea for it come from? What was the impetus to get it started?
3 years ago, as part of the STEPS grant, the Sitka School District met with a focus group of Filipino parents to listen to their experiences of education in the Sitka School District. Grace was there. She was part of the effort. And one of the things that came out, many good pieces of information came out, but one was that the Filipino parents wanted to work with the school district to better encourage Filipino students to seek post-secondary education. And this year, Jewel LeBlanc, the cultural director for the school district, had this idea of one way for us to do that would be to endow a scholarship.
And how so far, how is that endowment process going?
Well, I'm going to refer to Grace here, Pastor Jojo, and have her tell you the success we've had so far.
Yep. Right now, we do have an amount exactly at $5,888.57. And there are so many people who have, you know, who are excited about this. And if I may mention the names who have taken initiative, we are grateful for the Haynes Corporation for giving $2,500, an anonymous donation of $1,000, and Ms. Himshoot, Mr. Clay, and there's a bake sale that was actually done before Valentine's Day. It was online one and was picked up, and there were people who actually, you know, helped in that one. And there's even the employees of East Lakeside had contributed, and also by private citizens. And we are just on the roll, and we're having plans of having a pop-up food booth for Filipino food booth for to boost our money, because we're looking forward to making it bigger. For now, we have this, and it's just so promising to see something that came up from a conversation and then seeing it into fruition.
That is a really awesome to have this, you know, pie in the sky idea, and then not that long later having it, oh gosh, it's right here, and it's in reality. And so you're well on your way for getting this in scholarship endowed. It's kind of that first start is kind of the most intimidating, at least for me, it would be.
Our goal is to raise $20,000 by mm-hmm. May. And then $40,000 total by December of this year. So we're giving ourselves a year to reach $40,000. And that mm-hmm. what that does, in what I've read online, is $40,000 would be the minimum we would need to hopefully ensure that we would have $2,000 a year to give away. Awesome. And so we're going to see that first, and then we're going to reevaluate not only the scholarship, for how did it work, but we'll reevaluate, do we want to go for a bigger goal?
Mm. Mm-hmm. So this is, like you said, you've been saying, the endowment year, it's getting rolling, getting that seed money to perpetuate the scholarship. Is this available for students who are currently enrolled, who, like, you know, seniors about to get their diplomas? Can they apply, or is it for next year's seniors?
It's actually for this year's seniors, and we do have qualifications for that one. Applicants to the scholarship must be a graduating Sitka School District senior this year, mm-hmm. and the scholarship is open to students of Filipino heritage that have plans of pursuing post-secondary education or training or certification that is not just limited to, college, but even vocational options. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, that's wonderful of not having it specific to, you know, a traditional college path, that there are so many, especially in Sitka, we have a lot of amazing vocational opportunities.
In addition to that, this isn't going to be based on how many sports activities you were in or your GPA. It's going to be based on one or more letters of recommendation, and then how you articulate what your plan is. Mm. And then there are some essay questions you get to choose. And we're not looking for long essays, but what we want is the person's personality to come through and their intent for their future to come through.
Got it. So you might not need like a specific, I guess you need a more of like, I know the direction I want to head and I could use a little extra boost along the way, but I know where I'm going.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And to the point, we're serious about this, to the point that we are even accepting video applications, right, Terry?
Yes, we are. I think there are Filipino students who are yet not fully confident. Maybe they're recent newcomers. Mm. Maybe they're not fully confident about their writing skills, but they have the option to do those essays in that future plan just in a sort of natural way, talking to us about what their plans are.
Mm-hmm. So for these grad to be graduating seniors, where can they get a hold of the application and when do they have to have these in by?
The March 31st is the deadline, which is probably pretty typical for the scholarships that come through the school. But they could go to the scholarship page, which I have a tiny URL for. It's tinyurl.com/Filipino scholarship. They also can go to a counselor at their schools and get directed to the information they need. I will be today putting up, for those who wish to donate, some paths to donation. And get, again, go to that same place, tinyurl.com/Filipino scholarship, and I'll have some suggestions. But basically, the idea is if you get the money to Sitka High, you have donated.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So as this endowment fills up, as this scholarship really takes hold within the community here, do you have, like, what is it you imagine it looking like in the future? Currently, there's going to be two scholarship opportunities this year. Do you see that growing or the endowment being used for other things?
Some of the things, and I think Grace pointed to, maybe we'll look at, does it have to be a future plan or could it be a now I'm a senior plan and I'd like to take this course? Can people reapply again? Can we give it to more people? Can the amount be greater? Can they, you know, can they get it more than once? So all those things will be looked at.
Okay.
Yeah. And also looking forward, one of the things that had come up from in that focus discussion group is support for community activities that are not accessible to some Filipino community members. And there are courses in the Sitka in their school district that have fees that, you know, students are not opting to enroll in because of, you know,
right,
of this financial barrier. And, you know, even as we grow, we're also looking into that. And that is why we call this scholarship Tulong Aral. Tulong Aral. Tulong means help, and literally help, and aral is study or education. Just because it's not just the after senior, after high school opportunities. There are so many opportunities to for people to have access to, for students to have access to while in the school system.
Right. Like as you were saying, yeah, even those individual classes who might have those extra fees involved, the scholarship is just to try to lower any and all barriers to education, to help education. Very well named, Tulong Aral. We're just getting shy of time here this morning. For folks who, seniors or their parents who might be listening, the three requirements for the scholarship is to be a graduating senior, to be of Filipino descent, and have some sort of plan for what's happening after graduation for continuing education. Do you have any, like, I guess, words of wisdom or thoughts on, for maybe a parent or a student who's feeling a little like, well, I don't know, I have a general idea, but I don't have my plan set. do you have any words of wisdom or suggestions for how they could still apply, like how they could, you know, what kind of plan they could put together?
I think they can always go to the school counselor for those concerns. I think that's very important, you know, just so they could clarify what they want and they can be given options. Sometimes the biggest impediment to pursuing further education is the lack of knowledge. Right. And our scholars, or our counselors are there for a purpose, and to just go out there and read. And this is just, how should I say, a catalyst so that it could be easier for our folks to do just that.
And this is so exciting to have this whole scholarship being endowed this year. As you were mentioning earlier, that there's going to be probably a couple little more pop-up events throughout the year to help raise money. And if anyone would like to just straight up donate to this scholarship, the website was tinyurl.com/Filipino scholarship. And that's to donate, and for those students looking to continue their education, they can go there as well for application
and
information.
Very quickly, anyone who has their own idea of a fundraiser, please go ahead and do it. Get in touch with me, get in touch with Pastor Jojo, get in touch with Brooke Rivera at the high school, and carry on that fundraiser like Jill Servita did, like Peggy Fedorov did.
Yeah, it's supporting a whole community. So anyone in the community with ideas, it'd be always awesome to have more hands to help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Grace Nabua, Carrie Sagel, both, thank you for joining me this morning for the Tulong Aral New Scholarship Fund for Filipino students here in the Sitka School District. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm so excited to have this endowment be completely reached and helping a lot of cool students in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us again.